We live in a state of precarity because we live disabled in a capitalist society. We live on a fixed income that often cannot afford the rent, and there's a deadly disconnect.
And we often are left to be homeless.
The cops, they exist to protect you from us once we are there, and some of them know it. And we're excluded from a right to live peacefully while healing, even when that healing is chronic. And because the American job market moves at speeds where the colors blur all alongside one another like sound waves bopping and weaving, like Jack Black avoiding the landing of a physical face-to-face confrontation. In capitalism, I haven't found a way, not since losing my leg, to jump, to fight and tussle, to compete, to earn, to win. Everyone asks. While I ponder, a punch lands. It's the Social Security office, the institution responsible for holding up people like me, affected by major medical traumas at some point between birth and life. Humans on a path of chronic healing. We're some of the people who can see the structure. And we're bonded to the labor market in that we are not there. The Six of Cups, it's really what it's all about. performer enters and the small crowd gathers and follows like wolf puppies. Safe home, expressing it here, busy, focused, calm, and grounded. Safe home, expressing it here, busy, focused, calm, and grounded. Safe expressing home, it here, expressing it busy, here, focused, busy, calm, and focused, calm, safe grounded. Home, safe home, expressing it here, busy, here, focused, busy, calm, focused, and grounded. Giant industrial gas heater has been turned off by the owner in retaliation for starting a union. And that's why they are all here gathered. To raise money for the pizza with anchovies that the landlord is eating on the reclaimed orange pleather couch.
Have to stop, no landlords. Have to stop, no landlords.
These evictions have to stop, no landlords.
These evictions have to stop, no landlords.
These evictions have to stop, no landlords.
Have a problem on their hands.
Landlords have a problem on their hands. Because the usury of others' labor value to pad one's own lifestyle
has been canceled
along with the rent. The usury of others' labor value to pad one's own lifestyle has been canceled along with the rent. Thank you. moves across large metal panels to a table with the word curseless sitting on it.
Sitting on it.
A neon sign sits in a mirage.
A neon sign sits in a mirage.
An able-bodied man walks by and sits next to them.
An able-bodied man walks by and sits next to them.
An able-bodied man sits next to them. The noise. The shaking interrupts the travel.
Stops.
Odin's travel.
As if he's heard something.
Shaking interrupts Odin's travel. Curseless.
To get his eyes.
Shaking interrupts Odin's travel. The man stops as if he's heard something in confusion at the presence of another. And then that confusion sinks in and he travels on towards his ice cream. But the ice cream is melted into the mirage, and it doesn't matter though, because he seems determined. And then they travel on.
The metal planks clank and absorb, they travel on oblivious. The sudden steps with the certainty that he makes. The able-bodied man,
plays video games.
He tries to escape the discomfort
as
he has noticed Odin.
Dear Letitia James, I'm writing to you as a trans amputee, activist, organizer, and stink face maker, and a cancer survivor. Breathing life, bohemian wax wing, and a target of unnecessary violence. By Prince, I mean Prince Blue Line, Gang J. Bohemian Waxwing's false imprisonment. At all pertinent times, Prince Blue Line Gang J and the New York City Police Department were aware that there was no basis of claim for Bohemian Waxwing's wrongful arrest. Odin was held in custody for over 20 hours, some of which they spent in jail without medical care for their injuries sustained due to Prince Blue Line Gang J's deliberate indifference towards the care of Bohemian Waxwing. Odin was put in ankle shackles, as well as handcuffs, and deliberately disabled when Prince Blue Line Gang J violently removed Bohemian Waxwing's leg. Upon information and disbelief, at all pertinent times, Prince Blue Line Gang J and the New York City Police Department, as well as anonymous police officers 1 through 3, their agents, servants, and employees, violated Odin's rights under 42 U.S.C. Section 1983 by pursuing a policy, practice, and custom demonstrating decisions and or deliberate indifference that allowed for the repeated assault of Odin by Prince Blue Line Gang J, as well as repeated denial of adequate medical attention and treatment, in acting with deliberate indifference to claimant's health, and by acting with deliberate indifference to protect Bohemian Waxwing's safety. Okay, so those are the words I wished I had said. But instead it was much more like, confined, Bohemian Waxwing strikes at the caged window car door like a corner kick. Plastic, crush, slam and thump with his one flesh leg. The door flies open and they fly to the inside of the vacuum and are immediately tackled by a gaggle of blue jays. I'm sorry you feel that way. How might I make you feel more comfortable in my presence? There are the words I wished I had said. But instead, it was much more like ellipsis. And my shame is looking at your shame, is seeing through my shame, is looking at your shame, is seeing through me. And then my shame is looking through your shame, is seeing through my shame, is looking through your shame. Shame is looking at your shame, and your shame is seeing through my shame, and my shame is looking at your shame, and then I guess those shames are seen through both of us. It was like I was wobbling in the wind while trying to explain why I had to adjust myself in public. He wouldn't listen. Imagine being on stilts, focusing on your balance, and someone comes at you. Big. Says, "Don't touch my stick." So, what do? You yell. I was trying to yell at him, "I can't walk." And he says to get your hands out of your pockets, and I'm afraid all of a sudden, so he says, "Back up." I step to him. He didn't understand that gravity seemed to pull me sideways like the wind ought to, but there's just a slow weight, and inside of it, a balance. I'm falling. Slow motion drowns out everyone around me, and all there are bright lights swishing as if brushed in dark red, but there's nothing. Just me and his demons, and perhaps he's already begun to understand mine, and that's why my shame is looking at your shame, is seeing through my shame. It's like my shame was looking at his shame, and his shame was looking at my shame, and then our shames like exploded at one another. Except in the explosion, it's like his arms became shrapnel that actually hit me, like went inside. my face is in the concrete and my ears hot and ringing, stinging. I'm trying to catch my breath and I can't move. I'm trapped, confined, held down. You're stopping me. I cannot take control of my body because it is literally in your hands. Sometimes I worry if you're intending to hurt me, and right now I wonder. So it was just like me and his demons, and perhaps that's why. I guess he's already begun to understand mine. But perhaps not. Perhaps he looks at my leg, and when his words are dispelled, and he looks at my disability as if he knows that it's gonna be left to fend for itself. After he smacks it with his anger, with his hurt, and with his own trauma. And blood red, desperate need to control. He can't figure out my gender, and that scares him, I feel. And he wants to know my sex. And we fight like a married couple after years of abuse. There's something about me he likes. By hour 10, we begin to get to know each other. We dance. He pulls on my arm and I pull back. He trips me and threatens to turn the sound on because I cry. I ask him if his father knows where he is and what he's doing. Odin begins to glue the planks together. As the planks are stacked and then pulled apart by Odin, they sound off. Complicit. Complacency kills. The planks get piled up. The people united. Never be defeated. And the people united will never be defeated. And the planks pile up. And they reach the ceiling. As the planks are unstacked and then pulled apart, they sound off. Odin begins to build a modest super home with these materials. Colors reflect from one another. Translucent, super tight. Mirrored. Prince Blue Line Gang J cries out. He sings. We live in a state of precarity because we live disabled in an imperialist, white supremacist, capitalist patriarchy. We live on a fixed income that often cannot afford the rent, and it makes a deadly disconnect. American job market moves at speeds where the colors blur all alongside one another like sound waves bopping and weaving. Like anyone avoiding the landing of physical face-to-face confrontation. Capitalism, I haven't found a way.
Well, I ponder a punchline.
the office, the Social Security office, the institution responsible for holding up people who are affected by major medical traumas like mine. Unspoken definition tells us that time and disability means that time is different. Time is different. Paced out differently.
Sometimes
I think disability means paced out.
Paced out.
A bunch of humans on a path of chronic healing. And we're some of the people who see the scaffolding of our collectively envisioned push.